and welcome you all. Start also by thanking the WIP for holding the fort during the whole of last week while I was away. I understand that you were able to process the reports that were outstanding, especially the 2012 one. We promised as the management that we're not going to have such reports outstanding for such a long time anymore. We also have a commitment from our support staff that that is not going to happen. We also have taken a decision again, once more, that in every meeting that we'll be holding, we're going to be, before we start any meeting, we're going to adopt the minutes so that we do not have to deal with 11 or 13 minutes that we don't even remember what happened, because minutes are supposed to help us or to remind us of the happenings of the previous meeting. So it's very much in order that before we begin with any meeting, we deal with the minutes of the previous meeting so that we can remind ourselves of what transpired in the previous meeting. If there's anything that we need to follow up as a matter arising in that particular meeting, we do so. The previous arrangement that we deal with minutes at the end of the meeting is obviously did not work. So this is the new arrangement that we're going to be continuing with, and we hope that we're all going to respect that, and we're going to be on time to deal with that. So we're going to reserve the first 15 to 20 minutes of every meeting for that before we continue with any business of the day, any other business of the day. This week's program, again, we have a visit from the ambassador of Iran. Was requested to meet with the committee and a range of other committees to discuss, among other issues, matters related to the pending cooperative agreement between our two countries. We've since requested the support staff to provide us with the necessary documentation that will inform us of inform us more about the other agreements and other meetings that happened between our country or the leadership of our country and also the leadership of Iran, so that as we meet, we meet on the same understanding. So the meeting will be taking place tomorrow morning on Thursday morning between 8 and quarter to 10. So if members can avail themselves for that meeting, Tando will provide us with the details of the meeting. That is the venue. And we will appreciate, according to the protocol, if we can arrive on time and be able to sit down, and at least we be in the host, be the ones that receive the ambassador. I hope that Thando has circulated the invitation. If not, I'm expecting her to do so that you can all have a copy of that invitation for you to be able to prepare yourself sufficiently. Today we also are supposed to deal with to adopt the program for the term, for the next two terms actually, this term and the January term, I think, before we finish today we will be presented with the draft program for us to consider and adopt. This will take us up to next year, depending on the election date pronouncement. It will be taking us up to next year. Let me leave it there. Otherwise, members, you're all welcomed, and may we then proceed with the adoption of the minutes. We will commence with the first of minutes, which is the minute of the 12th of February 2013. Unless there's anyone who wants to comment or say anything, ask a question. In the absence of that, may we then proceed with the minutes of the 12th of February. And I take it that we all received copies on time, we're able to go through the minutes. I'm going to then call the page number so that we confirm if you agree with what transpired, what is written there as the true reflection of the deliberations of that day. If you don't agree, then you will show it through raising your hand. I'll start with page one. Please also take note of the attendance there. Page two. Any mover? Babu Mubu. Thank you. Any seconder? Babu Whip. Thank you. Thank you. May we then move to the next minute. That is the minutes of the 13th of February. I'll go to page one. Page two, page three, thank you, I fixed your attention, okay, any mover, Babuntuli, move, can you move properly, officially, sir?
I do move the minutes to be adopted.
Thank you, any seconder? Babu Hema, thank you very much. Can we then move to the minutes of the 26th of February? Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. favor. Method is removed. And second, then that the move second. Thank you. You, although you're not saying it, so.
She moved me.
Okay, thank you. This is the only place where we have the DA speaking on behalf of the ANC. Thank you. That was on a lighter note. No, he knows he's not. May we move then to Tuesday the 5th of March, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Can we just correct one thing on page 2? That's a point from the bottom 3, the second sentence. Is it correct? Maybe it's myself, you can correct me also. The number of funding applications approved, full stop. The combined results of SAMAF and KULA for the 2011-12 financial year will be used as a baseline. I don't know, does it give you any sense? Page 2, third bullet from the bottom. Approved. And then the second part says the combined result of SAMAF and KULA for 2011-12 financial year will be used as a baseline. And then to date, SIFA approvals had increased above 100%. But the number of funding applications approved, there's no number there. And if you say combined results, there must be something that leads you to that, to both SAMAF and KULA. So that when you talk 100%, then we know this is the 100% of what? At the moment.
Can I propose then that we'll leave the first part of the sentence as is, but the next sentence just be taken out altogether and start the sentence again from today, SIFA approvals are decreased. But
the number of applications approved today.
Yes.
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 Both for some of them.
Yes.
Have to rework.
Is it not going to read better the way, just to add on what the demo has said, and to make sense of what you say, Mr. Dick? The number of funding applications approved to date for CIFA and CULA have increased above 100%.
Yes.
Maybe we say approvals and disbursements have increased above 100%, while direct lending showed an increase of 400%. Can we put it that way? Hmm? Will it cover you? Mm.
I think the intention of the sentence was that the application approved and the combination of some of them will be the base, will be the baseline. I think that was the intention of the, to say the number of applications approved plus the summers and will be the baseline. I think the intention is to say all this, a combination of all this is this, will form the baseline.
Yes, I agree. But isn't it that we have to, because if you talk 100% and you talk baseline, there must be something, say a figure. In the absence of that figure, Tando, unless you do have a speaker. Yeah.
Good morning, honorable members. Oh, that bullet point is coming from the, if you see on top, the Economic Development Department will assess CIFA on a number of focus areas, and these are. So the number of funding applications approved is one of the focus areas that the department will assess CIFA on. Maybe there I am supposed to put a full stop instead at the
column. Yeah. Okay, but also where this heading, maybe you should have put them in bold so that you can see that we're talking to this. You see? Either that or you put we put them in bold. So what do we do? You still insist that the number of funding applications will be an area that will, that the department will be assessing CIFA on. Okay. Do we agree after that explanation? Do we agree with the decision? Thank you very much. Can we move on to page 3? Page 4. Page 5. Any mover?
I move for that, sure.
Thank you very much. Can I get the seconder? Babuntu, the second. Thank you. Can we then move to the next minute, which is the minute of the 12th of March? Page 1. Page 2. Yes, Babuntu.
Just a page 1. Just for consistency's sake. Can I please ask that my initials, both of them, be indicated? Because in some of the minutes, one of them is missing, and in the other, please KS. Thank you.
What S stands for?
Illegal.
Oh yes, Sililo, Sililo. I forgot. Why do I forget that? All right. Sililo. This is with I, S-I. Sililo. That one is S-I-L-I-L-O. Okay. This meeting is not about Mr. Mubu. I can see that you want to elevate you to that level. Okay. Okay, sorry. Let me come back to order. Page 1, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. There's one thing that I've on being omitting. Matters arising. Can we deal with them retrospectively? Yes.
I have a little bit of a concern here. That, you know, matters arising usually are fresh in the minds of the people when
exactly.
The minutes have been. What we're going to talk about after 5 months of the minutes is really impossible.
There's nothing impossible in my world.
Given them prospectively, I agree to that. So that we follow the procedure of the meeting, the correct procedures of the meeting.
Okay, I'm going to call you. Once you call me, I'm going to land in the Thank you. You know, Lama Kunda, Lama Bi. Lel Kunda, 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 Lel Just as a way of also. Do you have any matter arising on this particular one? We resolved that day that we're going to be organizing a joint meeting with the Appropriations Committee to look at the allocation formula. The equitable share formula. Do we still need that meeting? Members? Do you still need that meeting? No longer necessary. No? Remember the SSP briefing? I remember actually they were talking about them not being pleased with the allocation of the department. Remember when they you excluding the transfer to the public entities, the department had little, but the problem was that uh, That was the initial issue. The department did not want any increase, if we remember well. But then we asked a question related to the formula itself. What was it based on? The previous formula, if you remember, it was based on population, the economic activity of especially in relation to provinces and municipalities. We looked at all those issues, but we were not sure as to what the new formula looked like. What I do not remember is what was the meeting going to be all about, Thando, when we wanted to meet with the Appropriations Committee. Can you take us to the paragraph where we were discussing that? Is it paragraph... Oh yes, I remember when it was illegal immigrant issues. Yeah. The fact that Gauteng is receiving more people, it says it has more people after the census that was done now recently as compared to other areas, and the issue of many people that are not counted, for instance, who do not have IDs residing in the rural provinces, that are also impacting on their equitable share. If I recall well, the previous mayors were very vocal on this topic. The former mayors in the committee were very vocal on this topic. I don't know if that was the reason for us to visit, to have a joint meeting. Thando, was it around that, the equitable share issue? What was it all around about? If we all can't recall, then there's no need to continue this meeting, the joint meeting. Brenda?
not relevant.
What? Again, I want to go back to what I was saying, Chair, about the issue of having to revisit matters after so many months have elapsed. I would suppose that if we had discussed this last week, many of us would, this thing would have been fresh in our minds and we've been able to contribute intelligently. Now, I don't know what to say when you ask a question like that, because really this matter has been laid to rest such a long time ago that probably it's not relevant anymore.
Okay. The BRRR process is coming. Obviously, the equitable share issues actually still is on. Those issues are on the table. Because some provinces are not performing because they say they don't get enough. Some municipalities, for instance, especially the poor municipalities, they reckon they have too many too many foreigners in their area that are not covered by the census. So if the equitable formula take cognizance of the population, for instance, when they consider the allocation, and also when they consider the conditional grants, then it means some of those municipalities are being disadvantaged. I think those are some of the issues that we need to look at. Babungonya.
Madam Chair, I was not present on these discussions, but picking up on what you are saying and also understanding a bit on this challenge that you are referring to, it's a very, very critical issue. It's a very important issue. And sooner or later, we're going to have certain areas marching and protesting because there's no service delivery, because of a limited allocation to those areas based on the current and the sectors. I want to suggest, Chairperson, that we pursue this issue and we still have a meeting with them and so that we get more clarity on this. And on a broader and issue, Chair, I wanted to suggest that on matters arising, if it was possible for us, because maybe the Secretary would be much more glued with us because we suffer from diabetes and hypertension, and we've forgotten some of these things. You write, we're very upbeat in some of these meetings, and now we've lost that momentum. I wonder if it's not possible for them to identify the issues on all so that we have maybe a meeting where we discuss those issues and much more.
Okay. There's a proposal, thanks Babungonyama. There's a proposal, what I would say. On the first issue that we've been grappling with, I think there are two suggestions that we continue with the meeting. There's one that says we shouldn't. And then there's a second matter that a proposal actually that instead of dealing with this matters arising, we allow the Secretariat to sit down and then tabulate all those the matters that what they think could be matters arising and still come with that in our next meeting, Babungonya, instead of just disposing of them now. That's your recommendation.
Yes, ma'am. I was suggesting that maybe in the next meeting so that we can deal with them much more and intensely rather than just moving over them, because we may be losing important issues like the issue that we're raising now is FFC. I believe it's a very important issue myself.
Okay. Can we say something around that? Metro Jensen?
Yeah, Chair, recent explanation of the community triple R, I think we should entertain the idea. But I would like to also say, coming to measures arising, if we can focus on resolutions like this one and recommendations and make a follow-up of whether they were implemented and where they are not, we move on that.
Okay. Thank you. So we do continue with the meeting with the Appropriations Committee, joint meeting, to deal with the equitable share formula issue. And then on matters arising, if I understood you well, methodics on matters arising issues, you say they must be processed before they come to us.
I was saying, Chair, there is a way instead of the spirit looking at or anticipating what was going to be matters arising. What is straightforward is the resolutions and recommendations if they were implemented, and if not, we move on as to what do we do to ensure that they are implemented.
Okay, so they only consider those that were not?
Mainly.
Yes. Okay. All right. Obviously, they will present that to the management first before they come here. We'll be able to advise too. Thank you. Can we take that as a way forward?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. May we then deal with the Tuesday 19th of March minutes, page 1. Come again. We have. I thought. Okay. Thanks very much. The minutes of the 12th, we did not approve them.
We did.
I thought there was a move on the second.
We did, and we came back to the veterans arrival. Who moved?
Okay. Can we have a mover then? Why do you allow Mr. Mobu to do this to you? And you know, today they just sandwiching you. Come back home.
You know, if I can confess, that's exactly what you said to myself.
Is that what you said? Oh, and she is just responding likewise. Okay, there's a move and a second. Thank you. Can we go then to... No, Tando, did you get the move and the second now? Okay. May we then move to the 19th? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Yes, that's Mabasa.
No, on page 5, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, paragraph 6, there is an R there that mistakenly went into the line. If we can relook at it, additional R policy interventions were identified.
Okay, thank you. Page 6. Seven. Uh,
sure about the commentaries. I'm not sure if my commentary is in 9 minutes, but in paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at the bottom, Tando, please verify the stages. If you go to the deliberation, Tando, the response below to the I'm making a point up here whether the figures actually now correlate and they're very fine.
Thank you. Can we move to the 20th, the 30th one?
my right? 19th and then the 30th, yeah. Can we go to page 1? Quite a short meeting. Page 2. Any mover?
I'll move because I'm there.
You'll move because you were there. When did you move? You move or you second?
No, no, I want to move, please.
Oh, okay. I like that. Oh, they swap. You're not seconding him. You'll second him. Lewa will second you. Don't worry. My goodness. Okay, we go to the 4th of June. Why are they short there? Page 1.
Page 2.
Ntate Mabasa yena.
It is the point, the last that's word right there. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we say it was postponed? Do we think suspended is the appropriate word? I'm just checking our
postponed.
The last word on page.
The word suspended should be replaced by postponed. Okay. Yes.
Why postponed? Because the meeting was adjourned that day and the meeting kept to an end.
Yes.
It was postponed.
No, Chair. What I'm saying is this. You opened the meeting officially. There was no quorum. So the meeting was adjourned. You adjourned the meeting because there was no quorum. But we called for another meeting at a later date.
No, but that's postponed.
So you, are you going to say the meeting was postponed at 9:45?
Yeah.
Well, I disagree, but okay. But I mean, the meeting is convened officially.
It was postponed and then adjourned at 9:45. It's important that the postponement is mentioned prior,
okay,
and then the
okay
adjournment
yes
comes
okay
after.
Yes, okay, I agree with that then.
And that's what we are dealing with
okay
now. Thank you. Babulengwa is moving. Seconded by Babu Ngonyama was there. Yes. Okay.
So,
meeting of the seventh again. What's going on here?
No, seventh or 11th.
No, that's the way they arranged my
11th, Chair.
The meeting of the 11th now, yes. Page 1.
Page
2.
This was a firing meeting.
Yeah, this was
Page 3. It was what?
It was good. Very firing, I remember.
Oh.
With our foreign expert on ethnic.
Oh, by the star. Good. Page 4. Page 5. So the news were good to hear. 6. 7. 8. Kendo, this was not my meeting. I was noting some of the agreements that were the issues that the members agreed on. And because this were sentiments actually expressed by members, so that should be corrected.
It needs to be noted.
Mm. And when there were problems. Okay, otherwise, can we move for the adoption with those amendments? Babu Ngonyama is moving. Mayor Mukorosi is seconding. Thank you. We move on to the first.
Same day again. So the same day in the evening.
I shot the mother. Okay, the second part of June 11, page 1.
page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Member, are you still here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. May we then get a mover?
I move, Chair.
The demo is moving, seconded by Member Atua. And I'm just restating what I heard in the buses. So now that you are in this parliament room, it's no longer correct. The secret is, oh yes, they didn't say it's classified when they were telling us. It was declassified. remember it's my Mkhwanyan. So I also feel jealous because Mtanam is so gone. Mtanam is, you know, getting affected here. That was on a lighter note. Can we then move for the... We did get a move in a second, then. Can we go to the 14th of August? On the eve of my birthday. Can we get number 1, page 1? First, Mlate Mabasa.
Or the on the first page, Democratic Alliance, KS again.
I think the first, yes, the first sentence on the opening, I don't know. You put that I was on leave.
No,
that due to other commitments, I don't know. It was due to yeah. Were you on? We were not there. Babuntu was there. You chaired the meeting.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just saying the facts should be corrected. Mm-hmm. I was not committed. I did not have any other commitments. I was on leave. Yeah. Okay. Second page. Page 2. This is very new. Fresh in your mind. Page 3. That Mabasa.
I'm on page 3. I'm wondering if that first bullet, the bullet on top there, if we shouldn't say the committee requested the staff to rework, requested the staff to clean and rework, or to rework and clean the reports. I'm just not very happy with the way to go back.
Go back and clean.
Go back. Well, and then the second point that I should raise, the last line there, consideration and adoption of outstanding, just to complete the sentence.
Outstanding minutes, huh? Yes.
Chairperson, in that meeting, we did not say the staff must go back, and we said, because we made the recommendations, and we that the staff has to clean to make whatever we have done. But we adopted the reports, but we said before they submitted to the ATC, they must consult the chairperson with those recommendations before they are being submitted to the ATC. Not to say they have to come back here and adopt.
Okay. I was actually about to ask that question.
You were given that authority to say you have to take them to the ATC after we have seen them.
Okay. No, thanks for that clarity. I think you were supposed to amend whatever amendments that were made, and then I think the language, if there was a grammar issue or the language issue there, and then bring it to the chair for approval, and then not approval but for clearance. Yes, for clearance, and then forward it to the ATC. Okay.
There's a hand here,
Babu Ngonyama.
The use of that acronym, I think it's better if it was used before and explained A to C. It's better if it's written full.
Yeah. Okay. We know exactly what you're referring to. Okay. I wanted to ask something, but I'm correct. So can we get then the mover with those amendments? And the mover? Mm-hmm. The mover? Move. Let them have a second. You've been very quiet. That's why I'm provoking you.
I'm
thank you. Moving and seconding with amendments, of course. Yes. Thank you very much. I think we need to give ourselves a big round of applause for that hard work done.
I'm not sure as to whether it's possible for us to get attendance register attached to all the meetings, because that is in different texts, right? In other meetings of the so I think it's for here for attendance register to be attached in all the meetings.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. We have still another matter before us. Babu Ngonyama.
No, Chair, I just wanted to perhaps ask the secretary so that my name, Lulama, just to write that as well with me.
Okay.
I know generally the
LS. LS.
Lulama is my real name.
Oh, you want to pass John Jack Dala?
The meaning of Lulam?
You want my protection?
No, Chairperson, I said that you will explain it, or I want you to explain it.
Oh, okay. Lulama.
Lulama
means.
And
Ululama in Kosa.
It means
the one that is come.
Come.
Oh, what
is
that? Yes,
he is.
Yabona
ukuthi you gave birth to igundwane, so igundwanyana elincane. So liyavukela igundwane. Lulama. Xhosa is lulama. In Zulu is lulama. Spelled the same but pronounced differently and meaning tapogela. Le ha ile ke ntse ha o tlile ke le lo ke ntse. We now have to deal with the, do you want a comfort break? We have then the to adopt the program. Can we? We have the program. I think it has been circulated. Has it been circulated? Okay. Can we then look at the program? We'll give Tando to guide us on this.
On the program, it was today's meeting, the consideration and adoption of all outstanding minutes. And then the next meeting will be on Thursday, the 22nd, which is the day after tomorrow. The meeting with Dr. Hisham Al-Ala with the Ambassador of Iraq is at 8 o'clock till 9:45 in Committee Room M46. That meeting will be followed by a constituency period of 2 weeks, which is next week and the week after. Coming back from the constituency period, it's Tuesday, the 10th of September. The proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the department on its first term quarterly report and the adoption of today and Thursday's meeting minutes. That followed by Tuesday, the 17th of September. The proposal there is for the committee to consider and adopt the oversight of the previous oversight report.
But the venue is listening.
And also another proposal is for the committee to conduct an oversight visit. The committee was supposed to, when we went to Limpopo, we were supposed to also visit the tomato farmers project, but due to time constraints, that visit couldn't take place. So the proposal there is for the committee to visit that project on the week of the 17th of September. Yes.
In other words, you say Tuesday, 17th September. Is that the whole week?
The whole week is oversight.
Oversight.
Week.
Can I request that she finishes and then we'll come back with questions.
Okay.
Let her present and then we'll come back with the questions.
Okay, that's right. The week of the 17th of September will then be followed by another constituency period starting on the 23rd of September to the 4th of October. Coming back from that constituency period, it's Tuesday the 8th of October, and that's the BRRR period. The proposal there is for the committee to get a briefing from the department on its annual report. And on Wednesday, the 9th of October, since that week will be committee week, the proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the Competition Commission on its annual report. That followed by Tuesday, the 15th of October, proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the IDC on their annual report. That followed by, since that week will also be committee week, Wednesday, the 16th of October, and the proposal is for the committee to consider and adopt the BRRR, the BRRR report. The week of the 16th followed by Tuesday, the 22nd of October, proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from SLIFA on its annual report. That followed by Tuesday, the 29th of October, proposals for the committee to get a briefing from the Competition Tribunal on its annual report. That followed by Tuesday, 5th November, proposals for the committee to get a briefing from ITEC on its annual report. That week followed by a constituency period starting from the 11th of November to the 13th of December, and then after the 13th of December it's going to be the leave period. And then coming back in January, on the 28th of January, the proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the Finance and Fiscal Commission on the Economic Development Department's performance for the 2013-2014 financial year and its projections for the 2014-2015 financial year. The 28th, followed by Tuesday, the 4th of February, proposal there is for the committee to get a briefing from the department on progress made on meeting targets set in the accords. That followed by Tuesday, the 18th of February, and the proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the department on the analysis of SONA on its programs and activities, or the analysis of the impact of SONA on its programs and activities and responses in meeting the expectations of SONA. The 18th followed by Tuesday, the 25th of February, the proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the department on its strategic plan. That followed by Tuesday, the 4th of March. Proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from the IDC on its strategic plan. That followed by Tuesday, the 11th of March. A briefing by SLIFA. It's supposed to be SLIFA. My apologies for the mistake there. By SLIFA on its strategic plan, followed by Tuesday, the 18th of March, briefing by the Competition Commission and Competition Tribunal on their strategic plans, and Tuesday, the 25th of March, the proposal is for the committee to get a briefing from ITEC on their strategic plans. Then that should be the end of the first quarter of 2014. Thank you.
Okay. Can we get your comments, questions, of clarity? Dr. Mabaso?
My first question is on page 1.
Mm-hmm.
on the 15th October, should CIFA not also, as a bullet, do SIGC, you know, annual report by CIFA? So I'm challenging ourselves whether when we say IGC, it will mean, oh, no. I'm covered. I realize Wabungonyama has just corrected me that they do do it as an entity on the 22nd. No, let me withdraw my point. Thanks.
Thank you.
Chair, on the 18th of March, we have two briefings at the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal on their strategic plans. Can I suggest that we split those two? Because, Chair, experience has shown that on the 18th of March.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Experience has shown that, Chair, we usually overcrowd ourselves so much that we actually do not give justice to some of the interrogations that we need to do. So I suggest that those two be separated, but we have separate presentations. Thank you.
Thank you. Wabungonyama?
Well, Chair, I wanted to
go back to the question on the 17th of September on the consideration and adoption of the oversight report and the oversight visit.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to be unpacked, and if it's everything is happening in one day, that is the report as well as the visit, is it happening in one day?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, if it could be explained?
Okay. All right. Tando? Oh, sorry about you.
Yeah, that's Chairperson. I was going to suggest, Chair, that during the oversight visit to Limpopo, we consider doing some adoption there during that week. That because I'm afraid that will be left with some work not being done. This year is very short. I mean, as we are approaching the elections, that during the overtime, maybe in the morning, we can do oversight and then we call the department wherever we are and they come to us if we do form a quorum and proceed with the outstanding work.
Maybe it's not me. It's me who doesn't understand. The here we're dealing with the oversight report of last 2 weeks back. Okay. We want to deal with that. We want to undertake an oversight visit to conclude the visit that we had in Limpopo. We promised actually the project that will be coming. So this is the period, the time when we'll be coming back to them. So we'll visit there and then come back and do the oversight, or we do the oversight and come back.
I was going to propose, Chair, that the committee conducts the oversight visit there, and then we maybe get a venue in the hotel where we can meet and adopt the report.
In Zibidiela or in not Zibidiela, what is that? No. Is it no. In Sanin. And we're going to board the flight from where? Phalaborwa or Polokwane? So why don't Why don't you meet at that venue, Polokwane? Go back to that venue, meet there so that you can be able to then move to the airport, which is nearby. Unless you want to catch the Palabora flight. The flight from Palabora. What time do they end? We don't know. There's no one from the
airport. Yes, because Tanim is closer to Polokwane because we were told that it's an hour drive.
Yes.
Yes. So we were going to look for accommodation in Polokwane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the agreement says that you do everything on the same day, meaning that you'll have to then work the portion of the project. You need to incorporate it into that report for us to conclude, to approve the report. That's why they're adopting this program. We're going to flip confusion for chick. You don't want the fundu in the bush bell. We'll take you to the bush bell. our bush bells. No, we'll go to the fusion boutique. Yeah, Juju will sort them out, don't worry. Oh, Juju. Yes, Amanda's Juju. It's Amanda's Juju, not my Juju. That's why she ran away. Yeah, it's her Juju.
What's that?
Juju made the no time to see a snake. To see a snake for a cat. Okay. No, thanks. Members, what are we saying after all this deliberation? That okay. That the Ngonyama.
Second.
You're seconding. Thank you. Exactly. Members, thank you very much for your attendance and the good work you've done. And let's ask Mr. Mohai to close the meeting for us with a prayer. You're welcome. We're told you were going to be late, but we didn't realize you're going to be this late. Okay. No, thank you very much, colleagues, for your attendance and your participation. Okay. What was that note all about? Who wanted to see us for 2 minutes? There's a note.
Thank you.
Thank you.